You don't need much equipment to collect trash on the beach. A plastic grocery bag is a good start. But if you want to pick up trash with pros like Lonnie Raymond, you'd better bring a knife.
This is a very dull knife.
Raymond uses a pocket knife to saw at an old piece of rope buried deep in the sand. She's been cleaning up this same stretch of beach in Homer for the last 14 years as part of the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies Coastwalk program. On a windy September day, Raymond and two other volunteers walk the beach east of the Homer Spit, carrying plastic grocery bags to collect trash. After a while, all the trash starts to look the same, she says.
Almost every beer can is Budweiser. Don't you think that's odd?
Raymond also collects a lot of fishing line on the beaches. It's easy for animals to become entangled in it, she says.
When we're finding the dead birds, we often find them that they're entangled in fish line or they have a hook in them.
A small group of volunteers started the Coastwalk program in the mid-1980s. When the program began, the trash on Kachemak Bay beaches was a little larger.
There's pictures of trucks being taken off the beach and appliances and construction materials and that sort of thing.
That's Beth Trowbridge, the executive director of the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Over the last 10 years, Coastwalk volunteers have recorded a shift in the kind of trash collected on the beaches, she says.
There was definitely a noticeable shift in the 2000s where things shifted from that sort of commercial construction type of debris to personal recreational use. You know, fishing line, plastic bottles, plastic bags, candy wrappers, food wrappers, containers, that sort of thing. So there's been a huge shift.
This year, 550 Coastwalk volunteers collected over 1,600 pounds of trash from Kachemak Bay beaches. The Coastwalk program has become so successful, in fact, that it is now being used as a model for other communities in Alaska, including Kodiak, Sitka, and Kotzebue.
What's really cool about Homer and our community is that, you know, statewide, we're known as a leader in terms of caring about the ocean and our stewardship model.
This year's Coastwalk ran from September 8th through the end of October. In Homer, I'm Shayla Farzon.